This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, what a day we have for you today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation today. And we've got a million different conversations to talk about and which way we go. We obviously go with the biggest news of the day. Bart Scott, what's up, man? Hey, I got to say one thing before we begin. My hair's on point today, bro.
It is, man.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Listen. I'm gonna call Al Sharpton. We're gonna march on your behalf because it shouldn't just be Polamalu and it shouldn't just be Mahomes. I think your hair is just as solid. Now you should be the representative. I know they can go with Jimmy Johnson.
You want me to be the token white guy?
They can
on
go
the
with
show?
Yeah, exactly. They can go with Dan Marino. We need a reverse affirmative action and get you paid, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because head and shoulders, you make 100% of leg day.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. I have to, because if I don't, well, that's another story altogether. But we've got big news today, so let's not waste any time. Let's get right to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And, Bart, it was just earlier this morning, Adam Schefter, I believe this is from Get Up, right? Adam Schefter reporting breaking news out of Houston. Take a listen.
Deshaun Watson officially has requested a trade from the Houston Texans, Greeny. As it turns out, he did this days ago. So it is official now. Deshaun Watson will want out of Houston. The head coaching hire of David Culley makes no difference. It does not change his feelings one bit. Deshaun Watson has requested a trade from the Houston Texans. This now vaults to the top of the offseason storylines. We will wait to see where Deshaun Watson goes this offseason, but now we see how the Houston Texans handle a situation. Houston, you have a problem. Officially, he has requested the trade.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Listen,
tell me it's going to happen.
Tony can't even get that wrong, man. Tony Richard, who famously said J-T-E-S, Jets, Jets, yeah. Jets. It don't matter. We'll scramble the words any way you want it. It's like the Don Cornelius board when they dance and the artist got to figure out who's the artist and you scramble around. Deshaun Watson, Jets. I tell you what, man, listen, not all African-American coaches are created equally. Like, listen, I understand that maybe they want to connect with them and say, hey, we got your African-American coach. But listen, you just hired a coach that I never heard of, too. Like, I don't get
it. And he was with Baltimore. How would you not heard of him?
My point, like, I probably walked past him.
You of all people. You're Mr. Baltimore. You're Mr. Raven.
I probably walked past him in the hallway and asked him, hey, man, can you go wash my car out front? Or ask him to make me some eggs or something, man. Like, listen, they didn't go for Greg Roman, who would have been a great hire. They didn't go for Wink Martindale.
Look, to be fair, and we'll get into Culley more. I want to get into it more in the second segment.
No, but
Deshaun's the bigger story here.
No.
The guy, he was 27 years in the NFL. Yeah. He's a well-known guy. He's a high-energy guy. So I understand you don't know who he is, but it's clear what Shefty said, that it's not going to have any impact. And, in fact, after they make the hire, the news comes out that Deshaun Watson has officially asked for a trade. This has to shake the league, Bart. It shakes the league that a superstar top five quarterback is saying, I want out. Get me out of here. Now what happens?
Well, that's what I was getting to, the fact that, you know, he asked for a trade before they even made the hire. So that lets you know that he was done with them no matter who they hired, whether they would have hired any man or not. So they should have already had their contingency plan. And if you're starting over without Deshaun Watson, then you have to push reset on the entire program. So now you got to start looking at what you want to do. One, what you need is you need a quarterback that can come in and stabilize the organization. So you know that can't be a rookie quarterback or getting somebody in a draft. So that means you have to get a high enough draft pick so that you can get your opportunity, get the pick of whoever you evaluated, right? You can't get Trevor Lawrence. We all know that's out. But Lance, Hurd, who's the other kid? We got the BYU. We got Fields, right? You know, so you're thinking like, okay, how do we get the guy that we want and also get rid of Deshaun Watson? Listen, you'll never get proper compensation for how great a talent he is, because he's going to be a potential Hall of Fame quarterback and definitely a perennial Pro Bowler for the next 15 years, 10 to 15 years. The fact that he's only 25 years old, you say you got a good 10-year run within him, and he's a guy that can play and win from within the pocket, but he also is mobile. I argue to say that, to me, he's maybe a notch below Patrick Mahomes as far as talent and as far as being the best quarterback in the league. The fact is, he's just been in a dysfunctional organization. And you see, you know, Tom Brady, you see Matthew Stafford, you see quarterbacks nowadays, and that leads to our conversation early this week about guys taking control of their own destiny, because Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback that should have had tremendous wins and performance in the playoffs, but he can't get there because he has a dysfunctional organization. Now Houston has become a dysfunctional organization. They became dysfunctional when they gave all the power to Bill O'Brien, and he decided to send off their best player, or second best player, and DeAndre Hopkins, but also bring in worse players and then spend all this money on Tunsil and give all their future draft picks up. They let him wreck the house, just like the Knicks let Phil Jackson when he made the pick with Neil Keenan wreck the entire house. So now they got to tear it all down and build it back up. To do that, you're going to need money, you're going to need assets, but you're definitely going to need somebody that can stabilize the organization. So when you look at what organizations have the ability to do that, you can say Miami has it because they have the draft capital. You can say Jacksonville has the draft capital that can do that. I'm talking about an immediate impact.
Right.
You know, that's teams with multiple first-round draft picks in consecutive years. You think about Miami, you think about Jacksonville, you think about the Jets. So who would ever thought that Jamal Adams is the gift that keeps on giving? Because what you got from Jamal Adams is going to allow you to get Deshaun Watson. No matter how great Jamal is and becomes, he'll never be greater than Deshaun Watson, because a quarterback is the most important piece. And when you have that, everything else falls into place. So I believe that the Jets have to make this move. I think it's negligent if Joe Douglas, if Saleh doesn't consider it. I think they have the equity for it, and they don't have to give as much because it's only a couple of teams that is going to do this. What weakens
the market?
What weakens the market is the fact that now you have potentially Aaron Rodgers out there.
He said he's going to stay, but you have Matt Stafford, change things. But you also, though, have a lot of uncertainty in different places. Pittsburgh doesn't know, what are you doing with Big Ben? Drew Brees as well. Obviously, the Colts are looking for a quarterback, and their owner, Jim Irsay, came out and said, we need a veteran. So, obviously they're in there, but what do they have? So I do think that it is a market where there's going to be a lot of interest. In fact, if you don't have a top five quarterback, you should be interested in trying to come up with a deal. And in fact, here's more Adam Schefter as he's talking about what type of teams would be interested. Take a listen.
How about New Orleans? How about Dallas? How about Denver? How about Chicago? How about Detroit? How about Washington? How about the Jets? How about any one of these teams? You tell me where he's going, and that carousel will keep spinning on and on, around and around. Again, I want to be very clear. He wants out of Houston. He's made that very clear. And the fact that they've now hired a head coach with the idea that hopefully he can convince Deshaun Watson to stay, breaking news, not going to happen.
So he's basically saying anybody in the league would be interested, but like you said, not everybody has the best packages to offer, the best pieces to offer in return. If you're Houston, like you said, this is a major reset button, but not only do you need a high draft pick to help you and a bunch of draft picks, but if you now have to replace your quarterback, you're going to need that too.
Right, so you need a veteran, and if you're going to go get a young quarterback in the draft, you need somebody behind them. So you look at the Jets, you look at Miami. They can offer Tua, and the Jets can offer Sam Darnold.
So what's better? What's better, Miami and the – is it the three they have? Miami
it's three.
And the three?
Yeah, three.
Or is it Tua and the three plus other things we know? I'm just saying those are your most important pieces. Tua and the three, or Darnold and the two? Which one has more value?
See, for me, it's Darnold and the two, because you get first pick. After Trevor Lawrence, you get first pick of whatever you want to do.
You get anything you want, right?
And you get Sam Darnold, who's on a deal that's really, really team friendly, right? And you don't have to pick up his option. You can make him play it out. So now you have the veteran there. And if the young guy starts to play well, then you use Sam Darnold as an asset. You trade him to Indianapolis later or next year for a first round draft pick, or you trade him to Pittsburgh for a first-round draft pick. If they say, hey, we're going to go one more year with Ben, you still own the rights to Sam Darnold. That's something that you can move if he plays well, something that you can move him for a second-round pick. So you get a multiple compensation. You get 2 ones from the Jets, and you get a player that can become a two or can potentially become your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
So for me, see, this is the problem that Miami has. How can you explain to an owner from a guy that came in the game and played well and had you – in a playoff run before he got injured, and you've given up on him in 1 year? See, the problem is, the good thing about the Jets, they've seen Sam for three. So they can explain to their fan base and explain to the owner that, hey, you know, he's been here 3 years. You know, we can reset our clock. You know, they still got to pay Tua his money. Tua just got there. So you giving up on a kid that played well for you in year one and you haven't even seen what he's capable of. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, I think the Jets, and I think we know what Sam is and what potentially what his ceiling is. You know, we have a better gauge than what we have on Tua. Look at the jump from year one to year two from Josh Allen. So, like, they still have that. So I think the Jets should definitely be the front runner. And the fact that he said that he would like to come to the Jets automatically puts him – because understand,
well, did he say
Deshaun
that?
Controls
it. Did he say that?
I think they said his team said that he would love to come
to
New York.
Because
he liked the pick or what, he liked the tweet or whatever.
Right, that's true. But let me just start. So let's also add the caveat that doesn't get talked about enough, but is a huge part of this conversation now that he has come out and said that he does. Well, he didn't come out and say it, but through sources, Adam Schefter is reporting that he has told the Texans, I want to be traded.
Right.
He just signed a 4-year, $156 million contract extension in September, as we know. That contract runs through 2025. The most important part of that contract is not the $100 million that's guaranteed. It's the NTC, the no trade clause,
yes. Yep.
Which means that he can control where he wants to go. Now, the only problem with that, of course, is if the Texans say, well, we want to send you to Chicago. It's the best trade we can get. And he's like, I'm not going to Chicago.
Right.
Right. I'm just throwing any team out. I randomly just pick Chicago for some reason. But the point is, they can say, well, then we're not trading you. Right.
But it has to be mutually beneficial.
So
that's
he should
saying.
Be involved now, I guess, if he wasn't involved. Unfortunately, he wasn't involved in the coaching search. But maybe right. Now is he involved in where he's going to go? Do they say to his team, go get the best deal?
He's exactly, listen, he's saying, listen, these are my top two choices. I want to go to
– make a deal with these teams.
Yeah, I want to go to the Jets. I want to go to New Orleans. They're going to say
Miami.
It's no – they're going to say it's no way or San Francisco. But they're going to say it's no way we're trading you within the division. So that one's out. So the Colts, I don't care what they give us. There's nothing that they can give us. We're not about to trade you and then be haunted by you for the next 10 years. So that's out. You know, so now you got to think about who can give him compensation. Now where the San Francisco, the 49ers come in, they can potentially give players, right? So they can give you good players because they got great defensive linemen. They got all that. And the byproduct is, remember when Deshaun Watson was walking off the field? Who walked up to him and said, sorry for wasting a year of your prime?
J.J. Watt.
That would be J.J. Watt. J.J. So Watt is another issue on this team. J.J. Watt is a one of the highest paid players. He's a $100 million contract. So if you're starting over, you're stripping it all the way down. J.J. Watt may be a casualty as well because you can say, okay, well, if I can get some, I definitely can get something for J.J. Watt.
Well, not a casualty, but I think you're right is that if you're really going to go big time reset,
right.
Why would you have J.J. Watt there, too? You heard him complaining about the culture and everything going on with that locker room. He called out players for not being ready to play.
And you don't want to waste a year of his prime.
So he's got a year left on his deal,
31
correct?
Years old. He's 31 years old.
So if you're Houston, not only are you trying to trade him, you might want to trade J.J. Watt, you're saying.
And I got the perfect place for him. I mean,
where?
Every player has always wanted to play with their brother. You know, why not send J.J. Watt to Pittsburgh and let him pair up with his brother? Mm. They're going to lose. They're not signing Bud Dupree back because you can't pay Bud Dupree, and they already franchised him. No, not well. You can't pay him because you have to pay T.J. Watt, who arguably has been the best defensive player in the league for the last 2 years. He's been right there with Aaron Donald as far as MVP voting. He's been first or second in voting, or he's been second or third in voting for the last 2 years. 15 sacks this year. J.J., can you imagine J.J. Watt playing with him, and then they go out and get Matthew Stafford? That puts Pittsburgh right back where they need to be. You know, if they can go get a guy like J.J. Watt playing next to his brother, and then you go get Matthew Stafford. So the big question is, do they want to run it back with Ben Roethlisberger, or do they want to make a move for Stafford? Because Stafford's doing the same thing that Deshaun Watson's doing, so Deshaun Watson had to make it official because maybe Stafford is looking at some of the same places that Deshaun Watson is. So he's like, man, I got to make it official so I can get out there and let everybody know that I want to be traded as well and come to some type of an agreement. Because what if Stafford goes to the Saints? What if Stafford goes to the Colts? What if Stafford goes out to San Francisco? What if Stafford goes to Pittsburgh? So the market for Deshaun Watson is shrinking because it's becoming more competitive. And if A-Ron goes out there, game over, because now he becomes number one for the veteran. Matthew Stafford is stuck in the middle, and Deshaun Watson represents a team that may not be ready to win or Super Bowl contender next year. Aaron Rodgers means Super Bowl. Our team's ready for a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford means our team is ready for a Super Bowl. Because if you put him on one of those contenders, that team becomes a Super Bowl contender because he's just that talented. So now the contenders that need somebody that's not that is the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, maybe you can make the argument, maybe, that, you know, Atlanta walks away from Matt Ryan because Matt Ryan has one of the highest cap hits, $40 million next year, and that team is definitely in a rebuild with a new coach as well.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different things. And let's not also forget that Mel Kiper's first mock draft of 2021, he has five quarterbacks going in the top 15. Five. So there's another example of more quarterbacks
pushing
into the league.
If I pray
let's
for anything,
let's also
pray
not
for
forget that only for a couple of years ago, the quarterbacks taken 1 and 2 in the draft, which is Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, are backups right now.
Yeah.
And they're still young enough to think that aren't they at some point going to be starters in the league? That's how they were drafted. So what you have, and I don't think we've ever had this before, you've never been able to say this before, you have a surplus of quarterbacks. The question is, are any of them any good? Like that's really what it is. But
we know
the best one on the market is Deshaun Watson. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
We know
both of them are,
veteran,
and they're both on the market, and that is certainly something that is you know, mind-blowing, and it's going to change the league, no doubt about it. How desperate should your team be to make a deal? Like, again, from the Jets' point of view, Bart, well, I'm going to read a couple of tweets. Make sure you are ready for the end of the segment. Just want to make sure I gave you the heads up on that.
Yeah, that was my computer loading up. I'm trying to
find out if
Young John gave me my reads, man. Where my reads at, John?
Your reads. All right, so Tattoo Dad on Twitter said, Houston could even keep Sam Darnold as their starter and trade the two for a boatload of other picks.
Absolutely.
Think about it that way, too, right? Like, if you don't love anybody after Trevor Lawrence, all right, we'll take Sam, and then I'm going to flip this two because someone else is going to want a quarterback. I have a young quarterback. I can flip the two, get more picks, and sign or trade for a veteran quarterback so that I can have somebody to go along with Sam, right? Like you have that kind of a deal certainly as well. And by the way, if they interviewed Josh McCown, right, for the job in Houston, do you think he might have some intel as well as what he saw over there? So, you know, that's just a lot of interesting stuff on the Houston side of things. KRZ tweets, if you're getting the second overall pick, why would you want Sam Darnold? So he looks at it a different way. Plus, you'd have to pay him soon, like you brought that up.
But you don't. You can also move him and trade him for an asset. He becomes an asset. He becomes a guy that you don't have to throw the young quarterback to the wolves. This is a team that is not very good, that's going through transition. You allow Sam Darnold to play and then allow the other quarterback, whatever young quarterback you get, to come in like Tua did in the second half of the season as he becomes more comfortable with the playbook, look at the speed of the game, and then move Sam Darnold for a second-round draft pick. If Sam Darnold plays well, he becomes Jimmy Garoppolo. You can move him, and somebody can get him because you still own his rights. Not this year, it's 4, but if you own him for 5, too, if you pick up his option. You can franchise him and trade him to get another asset because guess what? Every seat isn't going to be filled. New Orleans is still going to need a quarterback. You think about Pittsburgh's going to need a quarterback.
Oh, this is going to be
Indianapolis
going to
need a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
You look at San Francisco need a quarterback. New England needs a quarterback. Like, it's a
lot
of
around the league. There's a surplus of quarterbacks and teams that need them, and it's going to be really interesting to see when the music stops, as they say, where each quarterback
lands. Sam Darnold's 23. He's 23. So it's not time to give up on Sam Darnold. He's shown that he can play. He just had mono, and he's been on a bad team in a bad organization. He's playing the kids spin the bottle game.
It's amazing. All right, get your read ready. I'm going to take a call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take is it Gianni from Kentucky? I want to make sure I said that right. Gianni?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
Our pleasure.
The question I had was pertaining to the Deshaun Watson situation and the off-season quarterback carousel, as it's being called now.
Yeah.
Do you think there is any possible way that Aaron Rodgers is paying close attention to the Deshaun Watson situation to benefit him and his situation up in Green Bay? And then the other part of the question is there any possible way with all the quarterbacks that are potentially available in this offseason, do you see Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars paying attention to this for potentially maybe trading the number one pick away?
That's huge question, Johnny. Yeah. That, I mean, if you think about it, Trevor Lawrence gives you 5 years of a contract that you can control and you could build around him.
And he's generational.
And he's a talent. But Deshaun is still very young. You know what you have in him, but and it can help you attract. You have a ton of cap space.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. They'll never trade Deshaun within the division. He's not going to the Colts, and he's not going to Jacksonville. Why would I trade arguably a guy that we've agreed is a generational talent, and now I got to see him, and he's going to kick my ass for the next 10 years, and they're going to say I was your quarterback. So to answer
that's
his other question.
I just threw it out there.
No, yeah,
to answer your Aaron Rodgers thing, Aaron Rodgers is doing his own thing. Aaron Rodgers is trying to get back to a place because he knows that Green Bay can't afford to keep him past next year. So he's saying, do I want to get out a year early, or do I want you to dictate when I'm going and when I'm going, or do I want to get out and maybe control my own fate and look what Tom Brady's done because all these openings, if I say I want out, everybody's going to pick me first because his cap number is lower than Deshaun Watson. His cap number is almost – I think he's at $36 million. That's not too far from Matthew Stafford. So if you can get the best man in the game right now, the MVP of the league – you automatically, if you're San Francisco, if you're the Rams who want to get rid of Goff, saying he's in a quarterback competition. Oof. That means we think you stink. If you're in a quarterback competition with Wolford, then that means anybody not named Joe Flacco, not named Blake Bortles, then we'll take you because it's an upgrade.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. That's straight
talk.
Get to your read, man. No, I'm saying that's straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It's just, I mean, it's big news, obviously. We've kind of been anticipating
it. The NFL is getting better. The NFL is getting so much better with these movements.
It just makes it interesting. And it's also the guy, as I say, it's this LeBron influence, NBA influence on the NFL and the impact it's certainly going to have. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, though, the Texans did hire a coach, David Culley. And it's interesting now. So seven head coaching openings have now been filled. Let's check them out. Let's go through them and see how the teams did. And also put it up against the typical checklist that we have, the reason why there's a Rooney Rule. How did it work out? What are percentages telling us about the NFL and its direction with their coaching hires? More to get to. Joel Embiid calls out LeBron James last night. What a game that was. What a finish that was. Tobias Harris, Long Island, makes the shot at the end. And the Sixers hang on for the win. Brian Windhorst going to join us at 1 o'clock, and this is going to be a conversation to have. If you're in New York, if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, here's why: because Bradley Beal has almost reached the breaking point, and the market is very thin. Competition for him, a lot of teams would love to have him, not many can. We'll discuss why. That's going to be a big conversation at 1 o'clock. Lots to get to. Your calls again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before we get to everything else, here's Bart and DraftKings.
Pigskin fans, the moment we've all been waiting for all season long is right around the corner, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get a share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get an instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you can win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app now, enter the free prediction challenge, answer the question, who will score last, and boom, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app today and use promo code BART to enter the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code BART now and enter for the $55 million prediction challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this, Bradley Beal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Rakim, a legend, an icon from Eric B. and Rakim. Happy birthday to the R, to, I would argue, the greatest of all time.
Best lyricist.
There's no doubt about that. Storyteller, flow. Again, when it comes to MCs, you've got it. That's all important. It's voice, number one. He's got that. It's flow is number two. He's got that. And it's the storytelling ability is in his lyrics. He's got that too. And then he had a great DJ, obviously, in Eric B.
See, but
so it's his birthday today. 53 years old. Yep, hanging out in the Poconos. Shout out to him.
And all your people are like, yo, no, the baby's the best rapper. They ain't even ever heard of Eric B. and Rakim.
Don't even.
Hey, you lone rippers and appers. Use that computer and go to your Apple TV, go to your library.
Yeah, the only rapper of this generation that I would allow you, and I don't. Eminem's not in this generation. Eminem's from, you know, the previous generation. This generation rapper that I would say you could put in the conversation as, you know, somebody that could push into the top five, and not everybody's going to like this. It's not going to be popular. I don't care. Yeah. It's Logic. He's got all the above. All the above. We'll leave it at that. I know everybody's going, Drake? No. It's Logic.
If you don't know Logic,
look it up. But you can say, is it Rakim? Is it Nas? Is it Jay-Z? Those guys are in there. Eminem's in there.
Rakim was before them, though. Rakim is like
he set the stage.
He gave birth to Nas and all that stuff. So, you know what I mean? Yep. He's like the OG, triple OG. Then Jay-Z and them came. I would say that a guy that can be in today's, could be in there, is Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I like Kendrick a lot. Yes, I guess that's fair. I gotta be fair. I thought J. Cole was heading there, but he's too flaky, man.
He want to play basketball. He think he Master P, man. He want to play for the Charlotte. He trying to get on the Hornets, man. Like, bro, just because you can dunk and
Master
you win and you ball, I know, but he think he Master P.
I know.
And Master P wasn't good enough to play.
But I thought J. Cole was heading in that direction. His early stuff was more like, and then his style changed a bit, but that's neither here nor there. But still, we're going to enjoy a little Rakim today on the radio side of things. Those who are listening on the radio will celebrate his birthday. Yeah, we do. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So before we get to the list of the coaches that now, the complete NFL list of coaches that have been hired, it's completed now that David Culley has been hired by the Texans. That's all seven jobs now filled. Let's take a couple of calls on this Watson stuff, and let's begin. You know, we haven't talked to her in a while. Let's take Tessa in New Jersey.
What up, Tessa? Sorry we ain't got your background move. We ain't got your background music.
I missed the background music. Listen, I just want to say, listen, you guys is already stars, but now you superstars. I feel like you're forgetting about the small guys like me and Spike and all of us. I don't even know what to do with myself. I just be listening to y'all sad. Like, I'm never going to be able to call in anymore.
And bam,
she is.
And bam, here you go. Joel
Embiid wants LeBron, and your guy LeBron, Joel Embiid wants him flagrant too. Wants him thrown out of the game. Call him Le Dirt.
His new nickname is Le Dirt.
That's how I feel about Embiid. You finally got two little chest hairs. Now you're excited because you're finally playing what you should have been playing all these years, which is tough and rough. And now you get a little fragrant foul. Be quiet. Good. You got right back up. And then you turned around and fouled Anthony Davis. Like, shut up, Joel. You should have been playing. This is called beast mode play. Get used to it. Like, shut up. You know I don't pay no attention to that, man. Next year, you're going to be scoring 10 and 15. That's it.
Wow.
Like, be quiet.
We can't call him Le Dirt now because that was blatantly dirty. He didn't want to be on a poster.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Joel
Embiid
was coming in. He pushed him. He should have smacked the Rogaine out of LeBron.
No. And listen, you can say whatever you want to say about LeBron, but KD's head is scaring me. KD's head looks
infested.
It looks scary. It's time to go bald.
Where'd you want to go? Where'd you want to go though with the call today? Go ahead.
Really quick, you know I'm sad about Masahiro. I wanted to talk about
Tanaka.
Deshaun,
yes, we said that yesterday. He's
going
to go to Japan. It's official, right? Yes, I know. The Yankees
are going to
miss him.
But Deshaun, let me tell you guys something about Deshaun. This all started when they traded DeAndre Hopkins. I think he felt so slighted by that, but he still wanted to play through his contract. But I don't understand why management said they were going to include him in all the important decision-making and then exclude him. Don't even listen to what he said with this firm hiring this guy. Don't even call Eric Bieniemy until the last minute, and that was just kind of trying to pacify him. And they don't think he want to trade? Like, I just feel like they totally disrespected this guy. And I feel like it is time for him to get traded. Now, will Houston do it? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, as a Giants fan, I would throw every player at them. I would throw every first-round pick for the next 80 years. I would do exactly what the Nets did just to get him.
Yeah, you ain't in this argument, though. I mean, you can't go that way.
Of course we're not. I hear it's like the Bears and possibly the Jets, but why would he want to throw his career away with the Jets? Sorry,
what?
Guys.
How dare you?
That's so disrespectful.
You know what? We have a bad connection, Tessa. We're not here. You're breaking up, Tessa.
We love you, too. Stop it.
Thanks for the call.
Last I checked, the Giants has the worst record over the last 5 years than any team.
Last time I checked, when is the last time y'all won a Super Bowl? Be quiet.
It's been some time. Tessa, thank you for the call.
Okay. Okay.
She always loves to bring some heat. He absolutely does. Let's get some more. Let's go Darius in New Orleans. Darius.
Who that, baby? What's happening?
Oh, there he is. What's happening?
Hey, are you from Cincinnati or are you from New Orleans?
Hey, not who day. He's saying who dat.
I know. I'm messing
That's right.
Speaking of J. Cole, hey, didn't he make a song? Didn't he make that song, Who Dat?
Nah.
I think he did.
Look, I got some good gumbo for y'all today, if y'all ready for it.
I'm ready. We ready for it. I want some gumbo.
All right, man, look. Man, get rid of that cat, Michael Thomas. You know, he done been a cancer this year. And to be honest with you, they talk about Drew Brees and his noodle arm, which is all true. But Sean Payton on pay wire receivers, and Michael Thomas was the first. Technically, Drew Brees made all those other guys think about it. Jimmy Graham, Brandon Cooks, Lance Moore. I can go back, Kenny Stills. When those dudes left Drew Brees, they were no longer and no more.
Yeah, good even point. Sneed.
Fair point.
Yeah, I understand that. Listen, I totally understand that. I understand that Drew Brees hasn't made that decision yet. But I think if you take a guy like Matthew Stafford, I feel bad for Jameis Winston because it feels like he went there, took a pay cut because he wanted the opportunity to be able to be the heir apparent to Drew Brees. He didn't get the opportunity when Drew Brees got hurt. But I think Matthew Stafford makes them right now an automatic, at least NFC divisional champion, a younger, more livelier on to Drew Brees.
Yeah, all right, Darius, we appreciate the call. We got to run, man, but thank you for that.
Appreciate that gumbo.
Michael Thomas, it's an interesting take, though, coming from a Saints fan, right? Like, he's seen it, and he's looking at the different receivers, but for him to say move on from Michael Thomas.
Yeah, strong. I'll take him, too.
Jeff. But Stafford, doesn't it feel like Stafford, Dome, he's already been used to that. That seems like the logical fit, the best fit.
He's never had a great coach, a great offense coach. He's never had a great one. The best one he probably had was Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
And they fired him after.
And let's talk about coaches coming up next. Like we said, all seven positions have been filled. Let's run through them now. As each one of them, by the way, has never before been a full-time head coach. Some have had interim, but none of the coaches that were hired are this is their first experience as this is your team now without the interim label. That's also interesting. We do have at least two that are considered minority hires now out of the seven as the percentages continue for the NFL. So let's discuss it. We'll go through it, the different hires that were made in the NFL. 1 o'clock hour, Brian Windhorst going to join us, and we'll get into the NBA as what's happening in Washington is something the whole league is watching. Bradley Beal, when will it come to his time to go to the team, just like Deshaun Watson did, said, get me out of here. Because when he does, a lot of teams are going to want a guy of that talent, leading the league in scoring right now. Some more to get to. Your calls are 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Another classic, man. Another classic. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. Download the DraftKings app. This is actually your read, but I'll do it for you. Use code BART. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. My bad. I just saw it on the sheet, and I just started reading it.
I love when my boy do my homework for me. It's all good. Appreciate it.
Footprints, as you always say. Footprints. I'm just automatically, like, trained now. Like, the minute, like, we come back from our break, it's like, I got to read. I'm like a Pavlovian dog. Hey, Final E33 is a good friend of the show. Loves our show. He's followed us for a very long time, followed me for a very long time. And his mom turns 90 today. So we got to shout out.
Oh, happy birthday, moms.
Shout it out. Happy birthday, go, 90.
So give her a day where you don't ask her for nothing.
By now, she's 90.
Birthday,
you don't ask her for anything. You just give her all the love she deserves. So happy birthday to her. All right, Bart, we just got a few minutes here. And before we get to Brian Windhorst, who joins us at 1 o'clock, and we'll get into NBA with him. So the final hire of the seven openings in the NFL has been completed with David Culley. Spent the last 2 years with Baltimore as assistant head coach, passing game coordinator for a team that runs a lot. But, you know, again, for the Texans, they look at a guy who's a high-energy guy. They need someone that's going to come in there and change the culture that they've been complaining about.
Old. Who the hell is he? Dick Vitale?
All right, so
that's
you don't.
Only, oh man, I'm high.
So you clearly don't like the hire. Well, all right, he is one of basically two minority hires out of the seven. Robert Saleh being the other one. He's of Lebanese descent. Right now, that gives you in the NFL four out of the 32 head coaches are minorities. So you have Culley, you have Ron Rivera. I mentioned Saleh. I'm sorry, five. I said four. It's five. Okay. Brian Flores. Mike Tomlin,
yep.
So, three of them are black.
Yeah.
So you're talking about basically about 11% of the league's head coaches, or 10%. What am I saying? It's three, so it's 10%.
And it's the thing though, I wouldn't have a problem with it if some of these non-minority coaches had a resume or were good. But it seems like these guys are skipping the line, and we're like, yo, Brandon Staley. Okay, what's so special about him? Okay, congratulations.
He was the Rams defensive coordinator.
Yeah. This year, you're the Rams defensive coordinator.
Arthur Smith was Tennessee's. It's all coordinators. I mean, Urban Meyer's the one college hire, but, I mean, he comes with a huge resume.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Urban Meyer.
Arthur Smith, Tennessee's offensive coordinator. Dan Campbell was the Saints' assistant head coach.
So I got a problem with Staley. I got a problem with Staley. Interim. I got a problem with Campbell. I got a problem with
Nick Sirianni was the Colts offensive coordinator.
And Nick Sirianni, I have a problem with that. Like, okay, because now you're hiring people off of coaching trees, and you're saying the copy of a copy is a copy. So you're saying because he was part of Frank Wright's coaching staff, which in turn was Doug Peterson, but then when you get to the coaching tree, you want to hire coaching trees, like the same thing with McVay and LaFleur. Like, okay, well, these coaching trees. But then when you get to the black coaching tree, oh, that don't count. So when you get to Matt Nagy, when you get to Doug Peterson, when you get Eric the Enemy older, all of a sudden those coaching trees don't count, but the other coaching trees are important. I don't understand why it's just not equal rule over the same for everybody else. That's what
I
want to
know. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I don't know why. You know, again, Bieniemy, I want to hear the story. Did he tell the Texans, I know Deshaun's out, I'm not interested? Like, there has to be a story.
Well, Deshaun had to beg them to even interview him. He wasn't even a part of that interview process. But this dude.
But there's got
to
be something about that, and it needs to come. Somebody needs to do the reporting. Just by the way, the NBA, seven of the 30 are minorities. That's 23% of the league. So Brian Windhorst, speaking of the NBA, will join us next to discuss what's happening in Washington with Bradley Beal and who could be in on getting him. Barton Hahn. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.